This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He said, look at these people. They killed the grandson of the Prophet ﷺ, Hussein, and they're asking about mosquitoes.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulil Kareem. Wa ba'd. Brothers, elders, sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Last week I spoke about, we started off speaking about the balance between the deen and the dunya. And we spoke about how a person can go into an extreme, into the dunya and forget his deen. Now because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah defines this ummah, Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And likewise, we made you a balanced ummah. That you have to be balanced in whatever you do. So even when it comes to practicing your deen, there needs to be an element of balance. So you don't want to go so extreme into the deen that you actually don't no longer conform to the teachings of the deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when speaking to the people of the book, Allah says, Ya Ahlul Kitab, La Taghlu Fi Deenikum. O people of the book, do not go into extreme ghulu in regarding your deen. Now what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean? How can you go to an extreme in worshipping Allah? Of course you can. The Christians came to the conclusion that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was one of the three, the divine. They came to the conclusion that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was the son of God. Now this is going to extreme in your religion. And this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he said, do not elevate my status so much like the Christians did with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. On the other extreme regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, you had the Jews. In their hate for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, what did they say? They said, na'udhu billah, that Mary alayhi salatu wasalam committed adultery and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was illegitimate, born out of wedlock. See, so this is an extreme. Allah says, do not go to extreme regarding your religion. Now, regarding us, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, inna deena yusrun. Deen is easy. What does that mean? We need to understand that, not how you understand it, but how the ulama understood it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Yemen, he said, Mu'adh, bashiru wa la tu'assiru, yassiru, yassiru wa la tu'assiru, bashiru wa la tunaffiru. Give them glad tidings and do not make them turn away from the deen. Do not make them flee from the deen. Do not create nafra in their hearts. Yassiru wa la tu'assiru. Make it easy for them. Don't make it difficult for them. Now what does that mean? Because that's a relative statement, isn't it? Everybody has their own definition of what ease is. So you get some people saying, oh, your heart is clean. If the heart is clean, you don't have to do anything else. Your dil safa. Others say, yar, I know I don't pray my namaz. I don't know. I know it's farz. Alhamdulillah, they know it's farz. That's good. But, yeah, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah will forgive. Inshallah, Allah will forgive. But don't take the chance. You know, that's a chance you don't want to take. Allah tells you to pray salah. Now pray your salah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna deena yusrun. Lain yushad the deen ahadun illa ghalabahu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nobody goes to an extreme in the deen. Nobody goes to extreme in the deen. لَنْ يُشَادَ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبَهُ. Besides, the deen overtakes him. What happens is that you burn out. So you go to such an extreme in your religion that you actually end up burning out. And you often see this. Guys start practicing. He's in the masjid all the time. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. But everything else is out of the window. What happened? 3 months later. Ain akhi. Where's the brother? Where's the brother? Ain akh. Ghaib. He's no longer around. Why? Burnout. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not go to that extreme where you end up burning out. That the deen overtakes you. Now, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made brothers amongst the Ansar and the Muhajirun. With Salman al-Farsi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Salman al-Farsi, Salman the Persian brother, Abu Darda. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu was a man who would worship a lot. So Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu now goes to the house of his brother, Abu Darda, and he sees his wife, and his wife is unkempt, old clothes, you know, not looking after herself. So he said, my sister, what's wrong? He said, your brother Abu Darda has no more need for me. He prays all day. Sorry, he prays all night, and during the day he's fasting every day. He's got no time for me. So I don't need to look after myself anymore. So Abu Darda comes and his food, the wife puts food, and he says to Abu Darda, eat. Abu Darda says, I'm fasting. Salman says, I will not eat until you eat with me. So then he eats with him. Then he says to him, he said, my brother, have limits in the deen. Everything in this deen has a right. Everything in this deen has a right. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu was a sahabi who worshipped so much that the narrations mention that his eyes sank in. He went really thin. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam met him one day and he said, Abdullah, I hear that you pray all night. You fast every single day. He said, don't do this. He said, pray for a portion, go to sleep for a portion. He said, fast one day, don't fast on the next day. Because he said, إِنَّ لِجَسَدَ إِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍّ إِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍّ. He said, your body has a right upon you. إِنَّ لِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍّ. Your wife has a right upon you. He said, everything around you has a right upon you. You pray all night. Then how are you going to fulfill the rights of your family? How are you going to fulfill the rights of your children? How are you going to fulfill the rights of working? So in the deen, we are taught to keep a balance. Everything has a balance. Because see, when you are working to earn for your children, that in itself is ibadah. When you are doing the tarbiyah of your children, not in the masjid, but you are sitting at home with your children, that in itself is ibadah. Imagine this. You heard an inspiring khutbah. You know, the man said, out of the 7 people who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment will be that man. His heart is attached to the masjid. He wants to be in the masjid all the time. And all of you now decided, okay, I want to be out of one of those 7 under the shade of Allah. I am going to be in the masjid all the time. Your takeaways would be closed. Your schools would be closed. You'd have no taxi drivers. You'd have no teachers. You'd have no fathers at home. That is not how society works. The society is meant to be a Muslim society, as I mentioned last week, is meant to be a dynamic society. A group of people came to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said to Aisha, they said, oh Aisha, oh mother of the believers, tell us, what is the routine, the daily routine of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So she told him, he fasts sometimes, he doesn't fast sometimes. He prays a portion of the night, then he goes to, you know, and then he goes to sleep the rest of the night. So they thought that this wasn't enough. They thought this wasn't enough. They said, oh, he's the Nabi of Allah. His sins are all forgiven. We need to do more. So one of them said, I will never, ever marry. Never. The other one said, all night I will pray. Every night I will pray and I will not go to sleep. The other one said, every single day I will fast. So when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came home, Aisha radiallahu anha told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah became angry. And he called them. And he said, I am the most God-fearing out of all of you. I am the Messenger of Allah, and I am the most God-fearing out of all you, but I marry as well. I sleep at night as well. I sometimes fast, I sometimes do not fast. So this is the balance that we as Muslims are meant to keep. Because when you do what you do in conformation with the deen, all of that becomes ibadah. Remember this. And when you go to the extreme, and although you think it's religion, it's not religion, it's a sin. It's ajeeb. You think that you are doing something which is religious, but you are going ghulu. Ghulu means when you go past the boundaries stipulated by the Creator, then you are not actually doing the work of deen. You are actually sinful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, imagine this. Let me give you this amazing example. One of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to lead the Fajr Salah. And in some narrations, most scholars say it was Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. So he would lead the Fajr Salah. And in the Fajr Salah, he would make the Fajr Salah long. Long. To the degree that one man who was very tired, he couldn't manage, so he left the Salah. So he came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This man comes to the Messenger of Allah, and he says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Mu'adh makes the Salah so long that I can no longer stay with him. He would read the Quran. What's Mu'adh doing? Look at this, subhanAllah. What's he doing? Fajr Salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best part of the Salah is Tul al-Qunut. Tul al-Qunut means Qiyam, Tul al-Qiyam. That when you stand in Salah, you read a lot of Quran. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that is the best portion of Salah. And this is why ulama, they have the ikhtilaf. What is better, to do more sujood or to do more Qiyam? According to the Hanafis, more Qiyam is afdal because of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So afdal. So look at this. He's reading the Quran in Fajr namaz. But he's reading too much Quran for the Sharia. The Messenger of Allah said, Ya Mu'adh afattan anta? La ilaha. Look at how strong the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. He said, oh, Mu'adh, are you a person who's causing fitna? What's he doing? He's reading the Quran. Where is he reading the Quran? In the Fajr Salah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Mu'adh, afattan anta? Are you a fitna monger? Are you causing strife amongst the believers? So a balance in your deen and your dunya is very important. That balance is not what you define as balance in your mind, but what the Sharia defines as a balance. Because everybody has their own definition of balance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding the Khawarij, ajeeb, the Khawarij. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding the who are the Khawarij? The Messenger of Allah said, told the Sahaba, there will be a group of people. Who's he speaking to? The Sahaba. He told the Sahaba, he said, a group of people will come and their salah will be so long that it will make your salah look insignificant. He's speaking to who? The radiallahu anhum and the radhu ans. The one that Allah is pleased with. And they are pleased with how Allah is pleased with them. He's telling them, he's saying, you know, these people will come after you. They will make your salah and your fasting look insignificant.
but they will have missed the deen like an arrow misses its target. And in a narration related by Imam Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said, they will miss the deen, how an arrow goes through its prey, comes out the other end, and that arrow is squeaky clean. It has no flesh, no blood, no fat on it at all. Squeaky clean. This is how they will miss the deen. So they prayed and they fasted. But they put the fatwa of kufr on everybody. The first people to put the fatwa of kufr on Ali radiallahu anhu were the Khawarij. Let me give you an example how pious, apparently pious they were. In their own minds, they were pious. In their own minds, they were pious. Let me show you. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prophesied that a time will come that Ammar ibn Yasir will be killed by a Fi'atul Baghiyah. This is a sahih hadith. Fi'atul Baghiyah, a rebellious group of people, will kill Ammar ibn Yasir. Ammar ibn Yasir was a Badri Sahabi. He was the same Sahabi who his mother, his father, and him would be persecuted in Makkah. And the Prophet ﷺ would go past them and he would rub his hand over the head of Ammar. And he would say, Sabran ya ala Yasir, fa inna maw'idakum al-jannah. He would say, O family of Yasir, have sabr, because your abode by Allah is Jannah. His mother was the first martyr in the history of this deed. The Prophet ﷺ said, a fi'atul baghiyah, a rebellious group, will kill Ammar ibn Yasir. You know the man who killed him? His name was Abu Ghadiyah. Abu Ghadiyah. Abu Ghadiyah, they bought to him a glass of water. Abu Ghadiyah said, I don't drink in glass. I don't drink in glass. It's too much luxury for me. Bring me a simple clay pot and I will drink from the pot, but not from the glass. They said, look at this man. He killed Ammar ibn Yasir and he's concerned about drinking from a glass. This is how you miss the deen. When they came, the people of Iraq came to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and they said to Ibn Abbas, they came for Hajj and they said, oh, Ibn Abbas, we want your fatwa. You know, if you kill a mosquito in Hajj, what do you have to give in recompense? He said, look at these people. They killed the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hussein, and they're asking about mosquitoes. And this is why, brothers, sisters, there is a balance in this deen. And remain within your lane. Everybody should remain in their lane. According to what you know is how big your fatwas are. And therefore you shouldn't be giving any fatwas. I don't care how sincere you are. You come out and saying, this is deviant. This scholar who studied 10 years, he's a deviant. You know nothing. Pray your salah, go home. Learn your deen. Simple, stay in lane. Otherwise, you could be a Khawarij or like the Khawarij without even realizing. You could be Abu Ghadiyah. And this is where the balance in the deen is, brothers. Allah wants us to stay within the balance. So, let me complete. So this last week we spoke about going in extreme into the dunya and the love of the dunya. And today we're going to the other extreme, where you got so immersed in the deen that you have no balance left and you go to an extreme. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, whoever makes his fikr and his gham and his concern one concern, and that is the concern of the akhirah. Allah will suffice in all the other concerns that he has. If you make Allah your concern, Allah will take care of all your other concerns. And if you make, and then the Messenger of Allah said, if you make the dunya your concern, Allah will give you unto your concerns. He will let loose your concerns upon you. وَلَمْ يُبَالِ اللَّهُ فِي أَيِّ وَادٍ يَمُوتٍ. And the Messenger of Allah said, then Allah doesn't care wherever this person drops dead. He doesn't care. So make this dua, brothers. It's a beautiful dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا. اللهم لا تجعل, oh Allah, do not make the dunya our greatest concern. Do not make the dunya our greatest concern. Make Allah your concern, and Allah will take care of your dunya, and then in return Allah will give you the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the people of the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to keep a balance between the deen and dunya. May Allah keep us united in dunya and reunite us in Jannat al-Firdaws. Barakallah, adhan has been given. You may pray. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.